In the name of one Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Jesus was baptized, led by the Spirit, was tempted, and then began his ministry. I have often talked up here about the beauty and the power of Mark's gospel, the shortest of the four, and how much there is to learn and absorb in just the first chapter. And so I encourage you again that if friends or co-workers ask you, who is this Jesus? Tell me more, because they'll know you're a Christian by the way you love each other. Tell them, encourage them to start with the Gospel of Mark. They can read it in an evening. Don't necessarily get them started on Genesis. That might be a little much for someone starting out. There are beautiful stories, though, in Genesis of Noah and the ark and the cleansing of the earth. But let them get to that. Jesus was baptized. We've heard the story recently in Epiphany. At the beginning, the first Sunday after the Epiphany, we celebrated the baptism of our Lord. And again today, on the first Sunday of Lent, Jesus' ministry begins with his baptism. Jesus walked up to John at the Jordan. Did Jesus, though, who was without sin, did Jesus need baptism? No sins were present that needed to be washed away. No cleansing was required, but there Jesus was, waiting his turn in line with the people, his humanity shared with us. But what did happen that was important at that event, and it was witnessed by those present, was Jesus receiving his anointment from God. You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased. And then, led by the Spirit, full of the Spirit, Jesus went into the wilderness among the wild beasts to be tempted by Satan for 40 days. So here's another question. Why did Jesus go into the wilderness to be tempted for those 40 days? Peter offers, so let's go to Scripture. Peter offers an answer. Christ also suffered for sins once for all. The righteous for the unrighteous, in order to bring you to God. Just like Mark's gospel, Peter's answer is short and powerful. We don't get much detail about those 40 days from Mark's recording, so we must assume then that Mark doesn't want to make that the point. But we can look to Matthew and to Luke to learn more. Matthew chapter 4, He fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and afterwards was famished, then tempted by the devil. Luke chapter 4. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing at all during these days. When they were over, he was famished. So we know Jesus fasted for 40 days, and we imitate that as our observation of Lent. But let's allow Mark's gospel its due. It's due consideration today. So let's read it again. The Spirit drove Jesus into the wilderness where he was tempted 40 days by Satan. And he was with the wild beasts, and the angels waited on him. Mark's gospel, short, concise, beautiful, and powerful. Jesus was baptized. Jesus, led by the Spirit, was tempted. Jesus began his ministry. So Jesus was there in the flesh, in the wilderness, fasting, suffering, among the wild animals, being harassed all the time by Satan, at his weakest, at his most vulnerable, and yet he arose and began his ministry. Jesus returned to the people saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." This is our Lenten message, that Christ is near and among us. We look to the example of Christ and we simulate our own 40 days. We self-examine, we return to God, we pray, we fast, we sacrifice, and we read and meditate on God's holy word. Many of you affirmed this right here on Ash Wednesday. You began your Lent, your observance. And thanks be to God, just as it says in Mark, the angels waited on Jesus, we pray to God for that strength so that we also may have the angels' care. And not only the angels now, but we have Christ with us. When we are at our weakest, when we are among the beasts of this world, when we have all that is facing us and harassing us, we have Christ caring for us. When we face temptation and our flesh is weak, we have Christ. Yes, we observe all that we are currently capable of doing, all that we are compelled to do, the inward reflection on those times when we did turn from God, daily prayers, prayers for strength and forgiveness, the giving up of chocolate and snacks, this is when I need the help of the angels, the self-denial, the thinking of others first before yourself, the extra reading of the word when at night you're just so tired and you want to go to bed and
just put the book down and then you feel, all right, God, maybe just one more chapter. And then you stop and meditate and ask God, what does it all mean? What do you want me to learn from your word during this season? And we can do this. We can do it. Because this is our Lent. We can act out our observation, our discipline, with the strength of the angels in the care of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus was baptized. Jesus was led by the Spirit and tempted. And Jesus began his ministry. By the grace of God and the love of family, we were baptized. We observe our Lent. We hear the good news. We allow ourselves to be led by the Spirit. And we should all rejoice. That is the care of Jesus Christ, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen.